This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande on Mad Wednesday.
And you know what's next?
Oh, my favourite theme song.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy, where each and every week, Robbie and I get in touch with Damien Stevens Todd and find out what's going on for our communities, what's happening for our LGBTIQA plus communities in regional Victoria, which is very exciting. So please give a huge Mad Welcome Wednesday. Mad Wednesday, welcome. We haven't had him this year, have we?
We haven't.
Let's hear it for Damien Stevens Todd. Hello, hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am great. I'm in Bendigo today. It is hot and windy up here.
I think we're having that same thing. The weather's been very crazy. I mean, it's still been a whole lot of fun regionally, though, hasn't it?
It has. It's 41 degrees. We're loving the heat, and there's lots of events coming up, as you'd expect.
There's so many. Now, we haven't spoken to you since last year, so there's tons going on. I mean, I know we've got a show full of midsummer happenings at the moment, but there's a of a lot going on regionally, isn't there, as well? So why don't we kick the ball off rolling with, I hear that there are some gay drinks kicking off in Trentham on the 19th of Jan.
Indeed, this Saturday, just before midsummer kicks off, the carnival day anyway, on Sunday, if you get down to Trentham, the public bar at The Plough, that's the name of the pub, from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Saturday night, join the crew this Saturday in Trentham.
Wouldn't The Plough be a great name for a gay bar?
I was thinking the exact same thing. Now, but this is it's not just for gay men, is it? This is one where everyone's welcome, yeah?
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome. LGBTI community and allies, come along.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
And the very next day, they will be getting involved with the Midsummer Carnival itself.
Yeah, I hear Golden Valley Pride's heading to Midsummer Carnival the next day, yeah? But you're a part of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Many regional groups do it. We're jumping in the cars and the minibuses, doing the convoy to Melbourne, and many regional and rural groups will be represented at Midsummer Carnival Day this Sunday. For many of them, they only get to Melbourne, you know, once or twice a year. So for them, it's great to come down, promote their regional and rural groups at various stalls. GB Pride Shepparton will be there. And, you know, we look forward to catching up with you all.
Now, on the same day, I know that's happening in Melbourne, but out at the Toolerak Hotel, I hear that there is an LGBTIQ plus board games at the pub going on with the genderbread gamers. Now, where's that happening?
That's right. So, as you said, the Tallarook Hotel, which is down Broadford Seymour Way, so central northeast Victoria, just there, from 3 p.m. onwards this Sunday. If you're heading back perhaps from Midsummer Carnival up to Hume and want to drop in, the board games at the pub is a recurring event. It's a wonderful opportunity if you love a few board games to get involved.
And that's good fun. You just kick back, chill out, play a few board games. What a great way to spend your Sunday, Arvo.
And great for those people.
Yeah, great
for those people that can't make it to Midsummer itself. Now, 1st of February, the Queer Beers in Horsham.
Indeed. So the Wimmera Pride Project, up in the Wimmera, up Horsham Way, at Bull and Mouth Hotel from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Friday night, the 1st of February, are encouraging you to come along, socialise, have a drink, whether it's, as they say, to vent your frustration at the latest instalment of RuPaul's Drag Race, or just to have a catch-up. 18-plus events for a drink and a socialise in the Wimmera.
Now, on the 4th of February, I hear the Broadford Summer Barbecue is going to be happening. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes. So Nexus, which is the community-based organisation in Seymour and Broadford, is running their Summer Barbecue. And if board games this weekend in Tallarook, for the people who live in that region, doesn't interest you, then get along to the Summer Barbecue with the Nexus LGBTI community group that is happening, as you said, Dean, in Broadford.
Yeah, which is absolutely great. Now, as per usual, there's always a lot going on, and there's one big massive thing that you've got on the list to get everyone ready for, isn't there, Robbie?
It sure
is. It's not there on the list.
No, I've got it here on the list. Are we talking about the very exciting Bendigo Pride Festival?
I mean, yeah. And so normally our list is like what's happening in the next 2 weeks, because we speak to Damien each and every week. But he's geared us up all the way to April already. We're gearing up. We're ready to go. And because that looks pretty massive. Like, it looks like 2 weeks of Pride in Bendigo, which is pretty cool.
I am gearing you up, and I'll tell you why. Because these festivals, as you know, take a lot of time, a lot of planning, and we want to get a lot of people involved. So currently, there's a long history of the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, which many of you will know and love, smaller chapter of the MQFF, but also the Queer Country Art Exhibition that happens in central Victoria. With some funding that's been made available, they've now extended that into a huge Pride Festival over 2 weeks. We're looking for queer artists to come along, to get involved. They're setting up community reference groups to make sure people's voices are heard, and that this two-week-long festival has family-friendly events, drag shows, bingo, anything you want. Get involved. Contribute to the Bendigo Pride Festival in the first 2 weeks of April. It's going to be great.
It sounds like we're going to have plenty to talk about in the weeks coming up.
Absolutely. And are we going to be able to see you? Will you be with Golden Valley Pride this weekend at Midsummer Carnival Day, Damien?
Indeed. Drop on by this Sunday to Golden Valley Pride stall. I'd love to say hello to you all.
Oh, we're going to get some literal FaceTime. It's going to be very exciting. Well, thank you for coming and chatting to us today, and every single week when we have a chat with you. We will catch you this weekend at Midsummer Carnival Day on Sunday. We'll chat to you then. But if you want to know about any of these details or anything else that's going on, you can just head to Country Cousins on Joy, where you can get all of these details on Facebook, which is a perfect way for you to remain informed. Damien, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean. There's so much going on, isn't there? It's a little bit exciting.
It's fantastic. I love hearing about what's happening all over our state, because we aren't just Melbourne. There's a lot more.
No, it's true. There's a lot more, and we always want to hear about more. And if you've got events or things, or want to let us know about something, or want to do a bit of a natter with us, then why don't you hit us up? And why don't you send us a little bit more love while we're at it? You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.